Cass looks at Evan with her eyebrows pulled together in anger. She glances back to where Gia was fleeing up the sloped back lawn and into the back door of her house. "What the hell did you do, Evan?" she demands, snapping her sketchbook closed. He looks after Gia and then back at his sister. "Honestly, I have no idea." He slumps onto the bench of the picnic table. Cass shifts where she sits, cross-legged on the tabletop. "Okay, let's start with this. What happened to her shirt?" Evan drops his head onto the table. "God, I am such an asshole." Cass grits her teeth. "What did you do, Evan?" "I can't believe that I didn't even think to give her my jacket." "Evan, what did you do?" He lifts his head a little, then thumps it back down on the table. All right," he says. I got cum all over her shirt." Cass hesitates for a beat, taking it in. "So? Why would she be upset at that?" she finally says. I have no idea." He sighs deeply. Cass slides down to sit on the bench next to him and puts a comforting arm around his shoulders. "Okay, relax. We'll figure this out." She takes a deep breath. "Now just tell me what happened, and don't leave anything out." Evan nods against the table, relaxing a little at her familiar, soothing presence. "Okay." So she grabs my hand and we go into the woods. Cass nods at him, urging him to go on. "I kissed her up against a tree. She was..." He blushes and trails off. "Just tell me everything, Evan. I need to know so we can fix it. Don't worry about telling me. I won't tell anyone." He leans up on his elbows. "She was really hot, Cass. I've never seen her that wild. So we lay down, kissing, and I get my pants." Cass nods encouragingly, rubbing his shoulder. Evan shifts away from her. You probably shouldn't do that, sis, when I'm talking about this stuff." She looks puzzled for a second. Then, with dawning realization and amusement, she moves to sit across the table from him. "How's that different from before? Is it?"
"No. We usually kiss and then rub each other off."
Cass nods calmly. "Go on." Evan shifts uncomfortably on the bench, and she can tell he's blushing. And that he's becoming a little aroused. She grins. "Boys. I asked her to take off her shirt. She never has before. She did." He groans at the memory. "They're perfect. Much better than the pictures." Cass cocks an eyebrow.
"And how long have you been getting tit pics from her?"
Evan stammers.
Maybe a month."
She looks skeptical. "And are you sending her dick pics, Evan?" He nods miserably.
"Is that bad?"
"We'll talk about it later. Go on."
"Well, she, instead of giving me a handy like usual, she..."
He looks over at his calm little sister and sighs.
She moves and goes down on me. I didn't even ask her to. She was so eager."
He doesn't even notice that he's dropped his hand into his lap, squeezing his cock through his jeans. Cass doesn't say anything, just waiting.
"Fuck, Cass. I've never felt anything like that in my life. She's so fucking sexy. And she was so hot and eager, and I came really quick. You don't think she's upset about that, do you?"
Cass looks at him. "Did she seem upset?" she asks finally.
No, she came too, at the same time."
He groans lightly again. "Okay." Cass sits, thinking. "And the shirt?"
So, she's sucking me, both hands on my thighs. And when I come, fuck, she just comes, not even touching herself. It's the hottest thing I've ever seen. The hottest thing I ever will see."
"The shirt?" Cass reminds quietly.
"Well, I got it all over both of us." And she grabbed the shirt to wipe it up. But I could tell right away that something was wrong then. I wasn't thinking. I should have handed her my jacket. Thanks for taking care of that, Cass. Evan shakes his head.
Okay, says Cass. We're going to start by you letting her know that you still care for her and that she means more to you than just a BJ in the woods.
He nods and pulls out his phone, sending a text. Now, I don't think you did anything wrong. I think she's upset with herself, Ev. I'm not sure why, but I'll find out, and I'll help her work through it. I'll go over first thing in the morning. Now let's get you home. You can take a nice shower and take care of that hard cock of yours without waving it in my face. Evan blushes hotly while Cass giggles at him.
Cass. She shakes her head at him. Like I haven't seen the two of you going at it. I've seen more than you and your jeans, hon. Don't worry about it. Come on.
She picks up her pencil case and sketch pad and comes around the table, taking her older brother's hand, and they walk back next door together.